Johnny Mack with your daily comedy news. If you listen every day, you know that most often I start with late night jokes. I didn't have any leftover late night jokes, so I went to the Google machine and I typed in Ukraine jokes to see what would come up. Took me in a weird place. Al Jazeera, your home for comedy news. You got to see the, I'm making a crinkle face. I don't like where we're going here, but we're going to go there. Al Jazeera, a popular Russian joke goes, a Ukrainian boy writes a letter to Santa. Dear Santa, I want Russians to shoot you down so you fall next to my house. The West will sanction them for this, and I will get all the presents. Al Jazeera writes, Ukrainians hit back by making fun of Russians. Big time crinkle face. A Russian hikes in a Ukrainian forest. A Ukrainian armed with a pistol approaches him saying, what are you doing here? The Russian responds, picking mushrooms. 1 second before shooting the Russian, the Ukrainian yells, but you haven't planted them. That big pregnant pause there was me trying to figure out where to go next with this. The article talks about the memes that are happening over there. In one of them, a speech balloon next to Clint Hawkeye Barton. You know, the Avenger played by Jeremy Renner. The caption says, are you one of the Avengers? The answer is next to the photo of Serhiy Chizikov, a postal worker who joined the Ukrainian military after Russia invaded Ukraine. And that guy shot down a Russian Su-35 plane. So the caption next to that guy asking, are you one of the Avengers? Says, no, I'm from the Ukraine Post. This is a popular meme circulating in Ukraine since the war erupted. In another, a snapshot of film star Mel Gibson sitting next to the actor playing Jesus Christ in 2005's The Passion of the Christ. That actor's barefoot, clad in a blood-covered tunic, wearing a crown of thorns. That spawned a meme about how NATO explains why it refuses to declare Ukraine a no-fly zone. Kyiv resident Alexander Lysenko told Al Jazeera, this is an outlet for releasing excessive aggression so that we're not all engulfed in fear. It's also a psychological defense mechanism so that one doesn't get too affected by the sight of flesh, blood, and so on, because each warrior will have a rollback, although in various degrees. Yeah, man, heavy opening there. I'm feeling it too. Like, for real, as I'm recording here in the basement, I'm like, ugh. But I'm leaving that in. I watch CNN and MSNBC every night at 10 o'clock. I bounce back and forth, and this Ukraine story is really bothering me. But I feel the tension I just put in the room with the podcast. So let's get some goofy tweets from Mark Norman just to change gears. Mark Norman tweets, inside a box of Life cereal, there should be student loan debt, a DUI, and 30 pounds. Teacher, don't forget to cross your T's and dot your I's. Lowercase F's and J's. Ouch. Doing my part to support Ukraine, I threw out my Russian dressing. World War III is the opposite of COVID. It'll only kill young people. Ukraine has still hoarded less toilet paper than us. Putin is only 5'7", so there's no chance of him being the bigger man. Thank you, Mark Normand. I'm still struggling with that opening, but as you heard, I left it in. The Austin Chronicle caught up with Jim Gaffigan. Jim's a big fan of South by Southwest. He says all festivals are pretty amazing, but I think South by is very unique. There's no such thing as very unique, Jim. Come on. It's unique or it's not. There's not very unique. But I think that South by is very unique because of the character of Austin. But he made it clear he is certainly not an expert on festivals. Is that backpedaling? Like, you don't want some other festival to be like, hey, Jim Gaffigan, I heard you said South By was good. Now we're not inviting you to Moon Tower. Relax, Jim. You're big enough. You could dump on anybody you want. You're going to get an invite to a festival. Relax. Jim is there to promote his new film making its debut. It is called Linoleum, making its world premiere at South By. The plotline for Linoleum, which is a really hard sentence to say. When a satellite falls from orbit and crashes into the suburban home of a dysfunctional family in Ohio, the father seizes the opportunity to fulfill his dream of becoming an astronaut by rebuilding it into his own rocket ship. While his wife and daughter believe he's experiencing a midlife crisis, surreal events begin to unfold around him, forcing him to reconsider how interconnected their lives truly are. The production wrapped in November 2020. Jim said there was no guarantee the film was going to be able to be finished because, you know, the COVID. Did you hear about this thing? Yeah, it was like this whole worldwide pandemic was a big deal. Spoilers. As the film unfolds, the more we begin to suspect that our narrator is something less than reliable. Gaffigan explains, obviously you never want to play the ending. Some of it is math, and some of it is similar to how I approach stand-up. The straighter the setup, the better the punch. The gentle perseverance of his character Cameron should be familiar to Jim Gaffigan fans. Jim said, that Charlie Brown kind of character is not foreign to me. Let's see what else is going on at South by Southwest today while we're talking South by. 4 o'clock, Improv for Humans is recording their comedy podcast. Eddie Pepitone is on The Comedian's Comedian at 5, All Time Central. Would You Bang Him? 6 o'clock. I told you about that one the other day, but I'll do it again because it's funny. This hilarious mock game show features a lineup of male comedians delivering quick sets to a panel of female judges who then answer the question, would you bang him? Matthew Broussard, Logan Gunselman, Ian Lara, Bonnie McFarlane, Jamar Neighbors, Sean Patton, Eddie Pepitone, Marilyn Rice Cub, Dulce Sloan, Rich Voss are on the list. Matthew Broussard's a handsome fellow. I bet the answer is yes, they would bang him. 7 o'clock, Adult Swim's Three Busy Debras and Friends. 8 o'clock, The Super Good Show. What's this? The Super Good Show at Esther's Follies. Expect super sets from some of your favorite stand-ups and maybe a few new discoveries, all right? Joe DeRosa, Punky Johnson, Mike Lawrence, Blair Soce, Nick Thune. Not a bad show at all. 9 o'clock at The Creek in the Cave, Comedy Spring Break. We're halfway through the comedy festival, and we've got a killer lineup of comics to help celebrate. Somebody couldn't think of any copy to write there. All right, who's on it? Brian Bowers, Stuart Goldsmith, Sean Patton, Kiri Shabazz, Shane Torres. 10 o'clock, busy for a Sunday, right? 10 o'clock, the Stand NYC stand-up showcase. That's right, you go all the way to Austin to see comics from New York City. Ian Lara, Bonnie McFarlane again, Ricky Velez, Rich Voss again, Emma Willman, you know? That sounds kind of skippable. It's a little skippable. Roast Battle Round 2 at 11 o'clock, Creek in the Cave. Rosebud Baker, Andy Haynes, Willie Hunter, Mike Lawrence, Brian Moses, Jamar Neighbors, Coach T. I might have to get some sleep on Sunday night. Not that I'm at South By, but those last two shows, I might be a little comedied out. Maybe I'll hit the bar. Not that I'm there. Kelly Rizzo, Bob Saget's wife, shared a photo of herself and Bob Saget explaining how she's felt in the last 2 months. Her caption, 2 whole months, I've experienced that now time means nothing and everything at the same time. You count the weeks and the months, they're strange and surreal milestones. How can it be 2 months without you? But also feels like yesterday you were here and it also feels like you never left. I like to say it's all a very weird new universe. Learning how to navigate is quite the journey. The Amy Schumer press campaign continues. The Daily Mail with the headline, Amy Schumer has no regrets about getting lipo. I was tired of looking at myself in the mirror. The 40-year-old comedian revealed she just wanted to find peace with her appearance after beginning to dread catching glimpses of herself. She told The Hollywood Reporter, it's not about needing to be slamming because I'd never been famous for being hot, but I'd reached a place where I was tired of looking at myself in the mirror. She also realized grilled chicken and woks were not going to be the solution. I got liposuction. I never thought I was going to do anything like that. Like when I would hear liposuction, I was just like, that's so crazy to me. And I would say that I'm never going to do anything. But she said, after turning 40 and having a C-section and having her uterus and appendix removed as a result from pain from endometriosis, liposuction became a viable option. I healed well, and I was like, can I get lipo? And I got lipo, and I'm feeling really good. Rebel Wilson is hosting the BAFTAs tonight. It's like the British Oscars. British people, you can get mad at me. You can tweet at me, at DCNPod, Instagram me, at Daily Comedy News. Do whatever you want. But I'm talking to the Yanks here. It's like the British Oscars. Rebel Wilson told BBC's The One Show that she texts a mystery member of the royal family to check if her jokes have their seal of approval. I do have a connection with a royal family member who I may text certain jokes to see if it's okay by them. The BAFTAs are at Royal Albert Hall today. It's the 75th, the BAFTAs. The event is attended by the leading film stars of the year and usually BAFTA's royal patron Prince William, but Wills can't make it today because he has diary constraints. Back in 2020, Rebel Wilson made some Megxit jokes and then, you know, checked to make sure everything was all right. I did speak to Kate and William's private secretary after the BAFTAs and all seemed fine. Rebel says they actually have a really great sense of humor. People think not because of their position, but they like to laugh as well. Well, that's good because I'm the writer on a podcast called Palace Intrigue. And what we do more often than not is make fun of the royal family. Usually we don't pick on Wills and Kate too much. They kind of got their act together. But that Harry dude, did you see Harry last week? He was at a rodeo wearing a cowboy hat. We made fun of that. But we did make fun of William as well. Did you see William last week? He got in some hot water. He was talking about Ukraine and how shocking it is that there was a war in Europe, suggesting wars usually happen in Africa and Asia, but not in Europe. Dude, as the future king of England, you might want to brush up on history a little bit. Start with World Wars I and II. That podcast is called Palace Intrigue. Wherever you get your shows, we do that one Monday to Friday. Showbiz Cheat Sheet. Not easy to say. Spoke to Dion Cole. I never knew that I was funny. People laughed at me, but I thought they were just laughing at how I thought. And then there were other people that were like, man, you should be a comedian. They were like, you should go on stage. I was like, no. Eventually, one of his friends offered Dion Cole $50 to go on stage and perform. Cole took the offer. I got a standing ovation, and I knew my life changed at that moment. He also got a job writing for some comedians, including Cat Williams. Cole said, when I first met him, he was testing me. He said, you ain't funny. You got no jokes. Why the F should I have you write? Cat then revealed he wasn't serious. He'd be like, write me some stuff. Then I'd write the stuff and he'd be like, this S is garbage. And I'd be like, F you. He'd be like, no, for real, write me some stuff. There was always this back and forth or whatever. Cat Williams didn't use anything Cole gave him, but he still found the comics material useful in his acts. Cole continued, he never used nothing that I wrote. Certain comics don't actually need a writer per se. They just need someone around them to make them think differently about certain things. They'd have their own ideas. They just now would know how to format it. And that is your comedy news for today. Follow this show on Apple Podcasts, Google, Overcast, wherever you get your shows. If you enjoy what I do here, you can buy me a coffee. Go to buymeacoffee.com/dailycomedynews. I probably should have explained what that noise is. This is an iced coffee. So you go to buymeacoffee.com/dailycomedynews. I take your $5 donation and I go to the National Donut Chain and I buy one of these and then I shake it near my microphone. I don't even drink it. It's just a prop. See you tomorrow.